find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. And then the final point here, lying in a manger. Jesus became human, Jesus became helpless, and now Jesus became humble. Author Kenneth Bailey, in his book Jesus Through Middle Eastern Eyes, suggests that Middle Eastern homes in the first century had one room where the family lived, plus an optional guest room, which appears to have been occupied on the night that Jesus was born. Now, because this was the time of the census, Bethlehem would have been very, very busy, as lots of people were returning to Bethlehem as their ancestral town. As we know, Joseph, Jesus' guardian, had to go back to his ancestral town, to Bethlehem, and he and Jesus' mother, Mary, had to make their way there. So, like many other towns in the region, Bethlehem would have been absolutely packed out with people. Hence, no room at the inn, which literally means a place to stay, not necessarily a commercial lodging inn, a place to stay. And in this case, it might even mean the guest room. Well, apparently, the main family room in a Middle Eastern home would typically include a section that animals occupied at night time, and they would feed from mangers filled with straw. And it seems highly likely that it was in this room of a humble home that Mary gave birth to Jesus and placed him in one of these mangers, an animal's feeding trough. What humility from the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But Jesus' humility extended beyond the manger. I'm not going to take time to read it at the moment, but in the book of Philippians in the New Testament, chapter 2, verses 7 to 8, it shows us what his lifelong humility looked like. It involved giving up his rights, it involved serving others, and it involved being obedient to his heavenly Father, even though this meant death on a cross. And for us, practicing humility might mean giving up our rights. It will certainly mean serving others, even when we'd rather not. And it will involve obedience to God, even when it's hard. I don't know about you, but I find it relatively easy to obey God when his purposes are in line with my own desires. But it takes humility to obey him when what he requires cuts across our own preferences. It takes humility to genuinely say with Jesus, "Not my will, but yours be done." Where are you this Christmas? Are you mainly focused on presents, parties, pantomimes? Have you grasped the significance of the human, helpless, humble Jesus as he lay in his little manger crib? But over the shadow of the crib, over the crib is the shadow of the cross. Jesus was born so he could die. And he died so we could live forevermore in heaven with him. But entering heaven is not automatic. It requires a personal response from each one of us that involves a change of mind about God and about ourselves. And it also involves placing our confidence in Jesus Christ to clean us up and sort us out. Now, if you were to make such a response, this would indeed be a very happy Christmas. Do you know, after I'd prepared this message, I came across a poem by author and teacher Jill Briscoe. It's called Joy is Jesus. And it pretty much sums up what we've been considering this morning. So here it is, Joy is Jesus by Jill Briscoe. Joy is Jesus wrapped in swaddling bands. Joy is Jesus in Mary's loving hands. Joy is Jesus making sorrow sing, mending deepest heartaches. What a gift to bring. For from the highest heavens, knowing well his plan, God laid him in our hostile arms, the precious Son of Man. Knowing all before him, the crib, the cross, the cost, he came to die at Calvary and seek and save the lost. That's you and me and everyone who's living on this earth. That's men and women, black and white, who need and want new birth. That's those of us with broken hearts and those who celebrate. It's those of us who love and laugh and those of us who hate. Now, listen to this bit. I love this part of her poem. If empty was the manger and empty was the cross, if Jesus' tomb was occupied, then all of us are lost. But here lies heaven's treasure, God's precious, dearest prize. In him will all our future hopes and dreams be realized. So may his joy now fill you, and the peace of God be known, till we celebrate our Christ masses around our Saviour's throne.